It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
These are indeed strange days on planet Earth, and the roller coaster ride is just getting started. Isn't it perplexing that so many are so willing to blindly fight to protect the very governments and paradigms which are propelling them and their children and all of us and the entire web of life toward certain near-term demise, indeed planetary omnicide? Stockholm syndrome and normalcy bias are still in control for the moment. Environmental conditions are becoming increasingly challenging, unnatural, and destructive. How many are taking notice? The formerly thriving planet, again, on which all of our lives depend, is dying. This is not my opinion. It's a scientifically verifiable fact. And all the while, the public is being entertained with every imaginable distraction, including the ongoing, completely orchestrated political theater of the absurd. How many have mistakenly chosen to believe that technology will always magically fix any damage humanity has done to the planet? How's that working out so far? Can the collective efforts of those that are committed to the greater good still make a difference at this late hour? If we are to have any chance of altering the destructive paradigm on the current course that we are on, we must first fully face reality. To all those that have courageously chosen to commit themselves to the full unspun truth and the unfolding epic fight for the greater good, indeed a fight for our very survival, I wish to express my deepest and most sincere gratitude. Let's continue our march to wake the masses before the sand in the hourglass runs out. What dire-breaking frontline stories has the corporate media ministry of propaganda helped to hide from public view this week? How close are we to total biosphere and societal collapse? Can we alter our current course in time? Is there still time to make a difference? Consider this quote from Jacques Fresco, this nugget of wisdom. He said this: if you think we can't change the world, it just means you're not one of those that will. Something to consider deeply. Numerous breaking and dire frontline reports to cover. Stay tuned. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 179. Without interruption, I will continue this broadcast as long as I am able to do so. This broadcast is for January 12, 2019. This commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday morning, 6 to 7. Now rebroadcast Sunday mornings, also 6 to 7. Global Alert News is rebroadcast additionally on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're aware of any radio station that may be willing to pick up the commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, please let us know. We will gladly provide the downloads of our broadcast to other stations for free. Our only goal is to sound the alarm. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. This week's Jim Fair events. Jim Fair, a continued staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. At every Jim Fair event, there is a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth with free materials. Help us to sound the alarm by acquiring these materials, which are much, much more effective at waking others than pointing at the sky and ranting. This week's Jim Fair event, Del Mar, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Next week, San Rafael, California, January 18th through the 20th at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Check the Jim Fair homepage for future events. You can get into the event for free if you're there to get materials. Tell them at the ticket booth you're there to do so. Acquire the ammunition you need, the materials that you need to help wake others. Time is not on our side. Again, this announcement, the most complete climate engineering presentation ever produced by geoengineeringwatch.org, was posted on Tuesday, January 1st. This is a geoengineering A to Z presentation and can be found on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. If you review this full presentation, you will have a much deeper understanding, a much clearer understanding of climate engineering, the threat it poses, and what we must do to expose and halt it. For the record, online and social media censorship of dire data continues to worsen. Google is the worst of all on social media. Use the Bing search engine, or perhaps the DuckDuckGo search engine, to avoid some of this increasingly tyrannical censorship. For those that are carrying out this censorship, those who serve the increasingly criminal empire, look in the mirror. You are playing the part of a tyrannical coward, and ultimately, you're facilitating your own demise. I'll try to cover as much as I can in this broadcast from frontline breaking news headlines. First, this update on what happens to anyone who dares to question the forced vaccine policy of the medical industrial complex. Here's the headline. Congressman Mark Green under fire for seeking vaccine truth. No one is allowed to seek the truth in our increasingly Orwellian nightmare that we live in. And those who try, those who dare to speak to the truth, are crucified immediately by the establishment, and so many in the population willing to look the other way at this sort of crucifying of those who, again, dare to tell the truth. That paradigm must change, or we have no chance. I'll opt out of going into the border wall theater of mass distraction, but here's a question. Will a border wall matter on a dead planet? 80 to 90% of Earth's insects, for example, are already dead. If we remain in the current course, how long does any rational person believe the human race will survive if the insects can't make it? And for the record, again, it took mainstream sources nearly 10 years to report on this fact that insect populations around the globe were collapsing. It took them 10 years longer than it did geoengineeringwatch.org. We reported this nearly a decade before mainstream media, because they couldn't hide it anymore, finally had to admit to this fact. That's just one example. Here's a few multiple source fun fact headlines. Fracked shale oil wells are drying up faster than predicted. No surprise. We stated that also at geoengineeringwatch.org long before this sort of admission. Another headline, the Great American Fracking Bubble, an illusion, the notion that there was endless resources on a finite planet. Not true. Another headline, fracking is depleting water supplies in America's driest areas. No surprise. And where it's not depleting water supplies, it's poisoning them. What a great idea fracking is. Right? No, wrong. Fracking is just one more example of the insanity that's currently running the military-industrial complex. Another headline, deteriorating oil and gas wells threaten drinking water. Just mentioned that a moment ago, didn't I? Another headline, 2019, world economy is reaching growth limits, expect low oil prices. Because even though the wells are going dry, industrialized civilization is slowing down. The false paradigm of infinite growth on a finite planet with finite resources is collapsing. Another headline, global growth to lose momentum this year, World Bank says. Another headline, Germany, the fourth largest economy, probably just went into a recession. As I've stated so many times, as the biosphere collapses, the false economy, the card house of perpetual growth, will also collapse. Another headline, Aussie building permits plunge after prices plummet most in 35 years. Another headline, Bank of Canada cuts economic outlook as low oil price weighs in. Another headline, Russia buys quarter of the world's yuan reserves in shift from the dollar. The days of the dollar are done because the world has had enough of the endless money printing from the completely out of control U.S. empire. Another headline, Ford to cut thousands of European jobs, close factories in a major restructuring. Another headline, how the U.S. spent billions to change the outcome of elections around the world, a review. Search some of these headlines, learn what you didn't know. In fact, this is business as usual, as I've been over broadcast after broadcast after broadcast. The U.S. and its alphabet agencies have interfered, toppled, plundered nations around the globe for decades and decades and decades. Business as usual. All the while, the mainstream media propaganda pumping out the false narrative that somehow the U.S. is a force for freedom and democracy around the globe. It could not be further from the truth. And I'm sorry if you're in the U.S. military and you signed up believing that. Follow me through with this broadcast and I'll get to frontline testimony from those in the military who have found the courage to face the truth. Stay with me through this broadcast. We'll get to that. Here's an important headline to consider. A majority of Americans do not believe the official 9/11 story. It's about time. It's about time. Any rational, even slightly awake human being that watches Building 7, the third building to collapse, which most Americans don't even know happened, never got hit by anything, collapsed at free fall speed, 7 seconds, a 47-story steel structure high-rise building. Anyone who can't recognize a demolition like that is not awake. They're asleep at the wheel. So please wake up and understand 9/11 was the new Pearl Harbor that the military-industrial complex used to galvanize the American population to blindly back their complete unbridled aggression around the world to loot, plunder, and pillage resources from other countries. Then there's this headline to consider from oilprice.com. Listen to this carefully. Something extraordinary is happening in jet fuel markets. This headline is about the fact that even though jet fuel prices are plummeting in other parts of the world, they actually went up in the U.S. Is that because climate engineering is being ramped up so radically that some of the Western countries are consuming massive amounts of jet fuel and thus driving the price up in our regions? What other explanation is there? And certainly climate engineering is being ramped up and certainly it consumes an unimaginable amount of jet fuel. In fact, a tanker like a KC-135 can burn a gallon a second. A gallon a second. I'll get to how much fuel the jets burn in a moment. Follow me through with this. From USA Today and other sources, this new headline report. USA had world's three costliest natural disasters in 2018, and the Camp Fire was the worst of all. From that report, the USA led the world in catastrophes last year, racking up an overall damage of $16.5 billion. The devastating and deadly Camp Fire that ravaged California in November was the world's costliest natural disaster in 2018. Welcome to climate engineering, single greatest causal factor for the global fire, wildfire epidemic. Not denying anthropogenic global warming, not at all, but climate engineering, in the case of the fires, is the largest core causal factor. Search engineering wildfires on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. As the planet as a whole continues in a trajectory of total meltdown, with record high temperatures constantly being set, including in the U.S., here's the kind of headline, listen carefully, that the climate engineers helped to create. Also from USA Today, as was the last headline. Other sources cover this as well. Here's the headline. 1,500 miles of snow, weekend winter storm to roar from Denver to New York City. That's quite a sensationalized headline, isn't it? But wait, is this completely engineered so-called winter storm really that big of an event? With its moisture, by the way, coming from the record warm Gulf of Mexico again, like so many of the geoengineered atrocities that utilize patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. And for those that don't believe this is possible, i.e. engineering a winter storm, please search, as I've stated so many times, Chinese scientists create engineered snowstorm. And as I have stated again so many times, Fox News and Popular Science covered what the Chinese were doing and consider. As I stated earlier, it is best to search for real data on the Bing search engine or perhaps again DuckDuckGo. Google, again, censoring more and more dire truths by the day. And about engineered winter events, search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. So here's a final excerpt from the USA Today report on the engineered snowstorm that is, quote, roaring its way from Denver to New York City, end quote. This according to the mainstream media Ministry of Propaganda. Here's the final excerpt. While not a blockbuster blizzard, the snow should be heavy enough to cause some travel troubles. Is that really a roaring storm for 1,500 miles? It may cause some travel troubles. And the snow is incredibly precarious because this nucleated snow has surfactants in it. We know that from the materials supplier and their patents for these mixes of nanoparticulates that go into these aerosol jet aircraft dispersions over the storm moisture, surfactants making this snow unimaginably slippery and unnatural. Thus, more accidents, even from people who are familiar with driving in snow in the past. Very different now. Here's another example of climate-engineered winter weather whiplash. This report is from thewatchers.news and other sources. Here's the headline. Northern Greece records all-time low temperature. Athens blanketed in snow. So we go from record wildfire burn down in Greece to chemical ice-nucleated winter wonderland. And that record cold temperature is a very shallow layer of cold at the surface that's created from chemically ice-nucleating the storm moisture, creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the surface and drops thermostats on the surface, creating the illusion of extreme cold overall when that, in fact, could not be further from the truth from a planetary standpoint. Here's an excerpt from the article. Snowstorms affecting Greece over the past couple of days claimed lives of at least three people and caused record low temperatures in the country's north. As I reported in last week's broadcast, that Las Vegas news cited snow falling at 50 degrees. Let's ask, why is it snowing at 50 degrees? On the Northern California mountaintop, where I live, last week, snow fell at 47 degrees. Again, why is snow falling at such high temperatures? This last week saw temperatures in Tennessee go from the 70s to snow in just over a day, or predicted snow. Temperatures dropped 40 plus degrees. How? Patented processes called, again, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. That's how this happens. If you want to know more about this major aspect of the climate engineering assault, I'll state again. Go to the geoengineeringwatch.org homepage, click the engineered winter section on the top toolbar. Any who claim to be in the fight to expose climate engineering must also address the engineered winter factor. Without addressing this factor, you are not addressing the issue of climate engineering. Engineered winter weather whiplash events are nothing short of weather warfare on innocent populations. All climate engineering operations must be considered not just weather warfare, but also biological warfare due to the highly toxic elements being sprayed into the atmosphere, which we all get to inhale with each and every breath we take. And whether or not you believe this is irrelevant. It's happening. How's the true temperature of the planet? Listen carefully. Heat and wildfires continue to rage in South America, Australia, and even Tasmania. Listen to this headline from yesterday. This is perhaps the most important headline in this broadcast. The report was issued from the journal Science on the website sciencemag.org. Here's the headline. Scientists issued dire warning in new study, finding last year was likely the hottest year on record. The report states this: it's too late to stop serious global warming, warned scientists. The study examined, quote, multiple lines of evidence from four independent groups measuring ocean heat and concluded, quote, ocean warming is accelerating rapidly. Researchers found the rate of warming for the upper 2,000 meters of ocean has increased by more than 50% since 1991. As a result, 2018 is shaping up to be the hottest for the oceans as a whole and therefore for the Earth. A press release accompanied this study. What is the response from criminal governments around the globe? They're doubling down on the deadly and destructive climate engineering insanity. How many truly blue skies do any of us see anymore? Welcome to geoengineered Earth. So as this headline that was just issued yesterday, that in fact 2018 was the warmest year yet recorded, record-breaking year, one after another, as we've stated at geoengineeringwatch.org emphatically and repeatedly, that official high temperatures are being radically underreported, and climate engineering with the chemical ice nucleation process creating a cold, dense layer at the surface is masking the true severity of abrupt climate collapse, total planetary meltdown. And this conclusion is based on verifiable frontline data, not Al Gore, the criminal, or not carbon credit shams. It's based on reality. And as I stated again, many make money, like Al Gore makes it from climate and his investments in climate scenarios. But that doesn't mean that the collapse is not real, just like those who make money from wars, from both sides of the conflict. But the fact that people make money from conflict doesn't mean that the conflict didn't happen, doesn't mean that people didn't die. So in the case of the climate, we must find a way to get past our biases. It's not about Al Gore, the criminal, or carbon credit shams. It's about reality. And the reality is our planet, our biosphere, our climate is collapsing, and climate engineering is further fueling the fire. Moving on, the climate engineered weather warfare assault is not surprisingly utilized by the ongoing political theater of the absurd for its own objectives. A constant stream of completely orchestrated, very convincing, and of course, polarizing dramas in which the Ministry of Propaganda, i.e. the U.S. corporate media, always manages to find the most divisive and polarizing guests. Media from both sides of the fence, both sides of the same coin. Commentators and spokesmen, again, all polarizing, all of which help to fuel the power structure agenda of divide and conquer in regard to the population. How does the climate engineering and political theater overlap? Here's an example headline report from last week from multiple sources. Trump cuts funding for California's firefighting efforts. Here's Trump's tweet. And by the way, for those who think criticism of Trump is somehow praise of Obama or Clinton or any of the rest, no. No, that is not the case. They are all criminals, all part of the power structure theater. So here's the tweet from Trump. Billions of dollars are sent to the state of California for forest fires that, with proper forest management, would never happen, Trump said. He went on to say this, unless they get their act together, which is unlikely, I have ordered FEMA to send no more money. It is a disgraceful situation in lives and money. Mr. Trump knows nothing about forests or those who pull his strings. This is not part of the agenda. He could not even, in fact, in this tweet, manage to spell forest correctly. First, for the record, Mr. Trump or those who are pulling your strings, this message is addressed to you. 80% of the land burned in California was federal land. State agencies are not even allowed to touch it. Next, what's the real underlying factor that is fueling record wildfires? Climate engineering, which our government is doubling down on. Radically so since the current administration took office. Again, search engineering wildfires, search that section on the top toolbar of geoengineeringwatch.org and learn much, much more on this subject. On the same subject, let's reconsider this headline from sciencealert.com and other sources. NASA images capture worst Siberian wildfires in 10,000 years. Why is this headline so important, and what does it have to do with what I just read about what Mr. Trump said about Northern California, even though it's federal land that's burning to the ground, the majority of it? Here's the point. The boreal forests in Siberia, from this report, states this, are burning at extraordinary rates unheard of in at least the last 10,000 years. Now, these are forests that have never been touched. They were fine until recently. In fact, the rate of burn down in Siberia has increased 1,000% in the last 10 years. It's the worst in 10,000 years, but the burn rate has increased 1,000% in 10 years in forests that have never been touched. Is that because they're poorly managed? How did they manage themselves for the last 10,000 years and not burn? Lies, lies, and more lies, all designed to maximize division in the population. That's what's going on. And if, for those who are caught up in this political paradigm on any side of the fence, you're missing the point. The planet is imploding. The biosphere is imploding. Governments around the globe are completely out of control, with ours at the top of the list, and they are doing their best to distract populations from what is happening until the last possible moment. That's what's going on. Let's move on. From the EdmontonJournal.com and other sources, this new report, deadly pig virus shows up in Alberta for the first time. From this study, a viral disease that has killed millions of pigs in the United States has been found on an Alberta hog farm for the first time. Darcy Fitzgerald, an executive director for Alberta Pork, said PEDS, eventual entry into the province, that's the virus, has been an ongoing fear ever since the first Canadian cases appeared in Ontario in 2014. She said this, I think everybody always had their fear that it would show up everywhere. Once you have it, it's really hard to contain, Fitzgerald said. It's a super unfortunate scenario for the pigs. That's our biggest concern. Once you have it, it's pretty much the end of any baby pigs there are in the farm. The survival rate is quite low. This is just an example. Salmon farms also collapsing. Why do we need all these farms? Because we don't have enough in the natural environment anymore. not fish, not wildlife. Wildlife populations crashing 60% in the last 40 years alone. 0 hour in the current rate is 2026 with no wildlife left. Fish are collapsing around the globe. And these viruses, how many biolabs does the U.S. have? About 400 in countries all over the globe. They're engineering pathogens. Where do these viruses show up from? How do we know? Food supplies are collapsing. That's the bottom line. This can't be hidden much longer, and this is only one example. Let's move on. From EcoWatch.com and other sources, there's a toxic weed killer on the menu in K through 12 schools across the U.S. Glyphosate's evaluation, that's from Monsanto, a probable carcinogen is scary and was recently validated by a jury that awarded a school groundskeeper a multi-million-dollar judgment against Monsanto Bear because he had developed cancer after years of Roundup use. The decision paved the way for thousands of other cancer patients and families to seek justice and compensation. Although we know our judge just recently ruled that much of the evidence on the Monsanto case cannot be admissible in court. More signs of our fascist, out-of-control government. But moving on with this study about the school kids, glyphosate is now in most of us. Recent biomonitoring studies have detected it in the urine samples of up to 93% of the U.S. population. Even scarier, recent research has demonstrated that glyphosate can disrupt our body's hormones, those vital molecules that manage growth, development, behavior, sex, and more, exposing children with their developing bodies to a chemical that can and does cause cancer and hormone dysfunction is wrong, especially wrong for children simply eating breakfast at school who often are from low-income families. This fact has spurred the nonprofit Center for Environmental Health to measure glyphosate contamination in breakfast cereals and bars served at schools. The results were striking. The study found that contamination was in 70% of the products tested, including big names like Quaker, whose glyphosate contamination was more than six times the safety threshold developed by the Environmental Working Group, and Cheerios, whose glyphosate contamination was more than five times the safety threshold. Just a few more examples of the toxic sea in which we live, in which our children are systematically poisoned, not just from toxic vaccinations, not from just the toxic air that all of us are breathing, but from literally from poisoned foods. And then let's consider this. There's the Wi-Fi that is blasting our children in school with extremely harmful radio frequency signals. That's another story. Question: how's the quote, "Make America Great Again" facade going? How's that really going? This is nothing short of a mantra of total delusion. If we truly care about the future of our children and the state of the biosphere in which their lives depend, we must be willing to face facts. Very soon, the only investment that will matter is something you can eat, drink, or shelter yourself with. That's the reality we are heading toward at blinding speed. How many radio hosts and online sources are ranting on and on about everything imaginable while completely omitting anything that matters at this late hour? And how many are caught up in those pointless political talking heads and their meaningless daily diatribes? How many are caught up in that while the planet is literally imploding around us? From multiple sources about 5G, about the radio frequencies that are bombarding us all in the entire environment, this new report: wireless radiation stopped the 5G network on Earth and in space, devastating impacts on health and the environment. Here's an excerpt. To the UN, the WHO, the EU, and the Council of European Governments and all nations, we, the undersigned scientists, doctors, environmental organizations, and citizens from countries around the world, urgently call for a halt to the deployment of 5G wireless networks, including 5G from space satellites. 5G will massively increase exposure to radio frequency radiation on top of the 2G, 3G, and 4G networks for telecommunications already in place. Radio frequency radiation has been proven harmful for humans and the environment. The deployment of 5G constitutes an experiment on humanity and the environment that is defined as a crime under international law. How much harm? This is from the report. How much harm does radio frequency radiation do? Here's the short list. More than 10,000 1,000 peer-reviewed scientific studies demonstrate harm to human health from RF radiation. Effects include alteration of heart rhythm, altered gene expression, altered metabolism, altered stem cell development, cancers, cardiovascular disease, cognitive impairment, DNA damage, impacts on general well-being, increased free radicals, learning and memory deficits, impaired sperm function and quality, miscarriages, neurological damage, obesity and diabetes, oxidative stress. Effects in children include autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and asthma. The damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is abundant evidence of harm to diverse plant and wildlife and laboratory animals, including ants, birds, forests, frogs, fruit flies, honeybees, insects, mammals, mice, plants, rats, trees. The list goes on. So many in the human race are not only running headlong toward the cliff, so many are actually helping to throw each other off of it. That's the reality we live in. It's not just those at the top. It's the legions of willful order followers that blindly do whatever they're told or whatever provides a paycheck and pension. And this must stop. And I realize people are dependent on the system. But that dependency and that willful adherence to the system is killing us all. It's killing us all, quite literally. We must ask ourselves why we're here and what matters and what doesn't. Another question, how's Fukushima going? Most don't want to know about that. Ongoing nuclear meltdown, no end in sight. We're building more nuke plants now. Nuke plants, by the way, that as grids shut down, will all go into meltdown. That's the fact of the matter. We are painted into a truly, truly dark corner. UV data from South America. Some very courageous scientists have contacted geoengineeringwatch.org from South America. We are connecting them with the scientists we work with in the U.S. about the staggeringly high UV radiation that's occurring in South America as well. Lethal UV radiation that's getting worse by the day. Single greatest causal factor with the destruction of the ozone layer is climate engineering. Search geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer. Find out more. I'll publish more from these scientists as we compile data. But we are trying to make every possible connection we can at geoengineeringwatch.org to build the biggest network of academicians that are showing the courage to sound the alarm. And for those in academia listening to this broadcast, I encourage you, do your part. Stand up. Make your voice heard while it can still make a difference. From ScienceDaily.com and other sources, this is a not-so-surprising headline from the so-called experts. Beech trees are dying and nobody's sure why. So many in academia paid to not know why, aren't they? From the report, an intense effort is underway to find the culprit behind rapidly spreading disease with beech trees. A confounding new disease is killing beech trees in Ohio and elsewhere, and the plant scientists are sounding the alarm while looking for an explanation. Scientists can't be sure what is yet causing beech tree leaf disease. It appears, the report states, that the risk of disease extends beyond a single species, putting more trees in more areas of the world under threat. The scientists stated, we don't know what's causing the decline. Trees all over the world are dying. We've reported on this again and again and again over the last 10 years at geoengineeringwatch.org. We have massive amounts of highly toxic heavy metals raining down in the precipitation, saturating soils and waters. We know the effects of those compounds, starting with aluminum, causes trees to shut down nutrient uptake, dying a slow, protracted death. We have massive ozone depletion, which is killing the trees from the top down. We have radio frequency transmissions, also scientifically proven to have extremely detrimental effect on trees. I could go on and on and on, and yet these scientists don't seem to have a clue about anything going on. This is the academia we have now that is unfortunately so completely controlled by the power structure. In regard to trees, in regard to what's killing trees and what's killing us, let's move on to another story that's related from the news source FloridaPhoenix.com and other sources. Yet another example of unbridled insanity from the criminal cabal that is masquerading as our government. Here's the report. Don't want antibiotics sprayed in your citrus? Sorry, it's about to expand big time. End of headline. Here's an excerpt from the report. The Trump administration has given the go-ahead for agricultural operations to spray antibiotics on nearly 500,000 acres of Florida citrus, a move scientists warn could increase the problem of antibiotic resistance in people in the environment. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. How many times do we have to point that out? Federal officials are allowing greatly expanded use of streptomycin and oxytetracycline, antibiotics often used on people as a pesticide or on commercially grown citrus. Agriculture operations plan to use the antibiotic sprays to combat the widespread disease called citrus greening, which has devastated the citrus industry. Antibiotics won't cure the disease and will have to be sprayed repeatedly over years just to keep the trees alive and producing fruit until they succumb to the citrus greening. Scientists at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency expressed concern, but ultimately ruled that the economic benefits outweigh the agency's concern about antibiotic resistance and potential harm to the environment, people, and wildlife. There you go. There you have it. There's the bottom line. That's what our fascist government is about. Economic benefits. And who cares for the damage done? How many times have I heard how many people say they wouldn't do this to themselves? How many examples do we need of those in power doing this to all of us, including themselves? And they couldn't do this without legions of willful order followers that unfortunately have abandoned their honor and their morality. That equation must change. It's up to us to change it, all of us. We're the ones we've been waiting for. Again, this is just another glimpse of the now completely unrestrained loot, plunder, and pillage of the planet policy that's being carried out by our so-called government, a military-industrial criminal cabal that in reality is nothing less than the world's largest organized crime syndicate. For the record, both the European Union and Brazil have banned the use of these two antibiotics for use as a pesticide because they are extremely dangerous to the environment and to people, and now Florida citrus will be bathed in these dangerous compounds. So how's nature dealing with our completely toxic planet? Remember that mainstream sources have recently confirmed what GeoengineeringWatch.org first reported almost a decade ago. Again, that insect populations are virtually crashing. Here's yet another shocking example. Listen carefully from USA Today and numerous other sources. This new report, which mainstream media is only covering because some stories can no longer be hidden. Here's the headline, Monarch Butterfly Numbers. This is a canary in the coal mine. Monarch butterfly numbers plummet 86% in California. That sounds bad, doesn't it? But it's actually much worse than that. Here's the excerpt. Camarillo, California. The number of monarch butterflies turning up in California's overwintering sites has dropped by about 86% compared with only a year ago, according to the Xerxes Society, which organizes a yearly count of the iconic creatures. That's bad news for a species whose numbers have already declined by an estimated 97% since the 1980s. So let's stop and clarify that. We've now lost in 1 year 86% of the final remaining 3%, which means there's almost nothing left, gone. Do we see any headlines about that through the political smoke and mirrors theater that we're bombarded with every day? We don't see anything. To clarify for the record, when nature dies, we will die. I hear a lowly tree frog now periodically outside my office window that can barely croak. He's so hoarse. We used to hear thousands of them. It breaks my heart. But to know that there's some surviving, we must fight on. We must. If they're willing to do their part, we must do ours, all of us. So when I hear that lonely tree frog sound out, it's a beckoning to me to press on in this battle, no matter what. We can still make a difference, even at this late hour, if we stand together. From multiple sources, this report that's a glaring red flag signifying the level of insanity that now runs and rules our so-called society. Back to the Monsanto judgment I mentioned earlier. A California judge barred evidence that was critical to the August 2018 decision that held Monsanto responsible for causing cancer with glyphosate. The jury has not been allowed to see all the evidence in the case. What kind of justice is that from the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we are told? Fascist government, worse by the day. From the UK Guardian and numerous other sources, the fish keep dying all over the world. Is that any surprise? This new report from Australia. It's only one example of countless daily die-offs around the globe. Hundreds, here's the headline, hundreds of thousands of native fish dead in second Murray Darling incident. You have to see the films of this. Look this up. Hear what the locals have to say. An estimated 10,000 fish were killed in this region just a few weeks ago. And now it's hundreds of thousands. This is a world-scale fish kill, the report states. And again, this is only one example of countless examples occurring around the globe every day. Aquatic and terrestrial die-offs. Changing gears. How's the human race doing on our increasingly toxic planet? Many ask this question. How long do the jet-sprayed climate engineering particulates remain suspended in the atmosphere? Not very long. In my dealings with a polymer chemist, now deceased, estimated descent times were from 12 to 24 hours in many cases. These materials rain down on all of us. So here's a headline by the American News Update website. Flu rapidly spreading across the nation. Last year, America experienced one of the worst and deadliest flu seasons in many years. So much for the vaccinations, correct? Many of which actually caused the flu. According to one source, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications during the 2017-2018 season. This is the highest death toll from the flu in at least four decades. Last fall and winter, the USA flu season was driven by a kind of flu that tends to put more people in the hospital and cause more deaths, particularly among young children and the elderly, said the CDC. So many deaths, so many people catching flu and dying extremely unexpectedly. And how big of a part is the highly toxic climate engineering fallout playing in this equation? Here's the bottom line. There is absolutely no question it is playing a massive part when we know from lab tests around the globe that highly toxic nanoparticulates of heavy metals and polymers are raining down through the atmosphere, extremely inflammatory to the respiratory system. We know that this is a major factor in the equation that is not being acknowledged by any official agency and the whole of academia, all pretending this isn't going on in our skies while it's killing us slowly. In fact, more quickly by the day at this point, because our systems are breaking down. For those that still want to deny that weather is being used as a weapon, let's have a little dose of weather modification history. This previous report from 2011 by Smithsonian Magazine, weather control is a Cold War weapon. There's some hard history in this report. In the 1950s, some U.S. scientists warned that without immediate action, the Soviet Union would control the Earth's thermometers. In 1950, and yet we have scientists today telling us it's not possible, wake up. This from the report. On November 13, 1946, pilot Curtis Talbot, working for the General Electric Research Laboratory, climbed to an altitude of 14,000 feet in a location above New York. Talbot, along with scientist Dr. Vincent Schaefer, released 3 pounds of dry ice. As they turned south, Dr. Schaefer noted that, "I looked toward the rear and was thrilled to see long streamers of snow falling from the base of the cloud through which we had just passed. I shouted to Kurt to swing around, and as we did, we passed through a mass of glistening snow crystals. Needless to say, we were quite excited. They created the world's first human-made snowstorm with 3 pounds of materials." Think about that. Now we have military tankers that can carry 100,000 pounds. Does anyone doubt that they are not manipulating our climate and weather at this point? That denial is absurd, given the history that we have. The report continues. After the experiments of GE's research laboratory, there was a feeling that, quote, humanity might finally be able to control one of the greatest variables of life on Earth. And as Cold War tensions heightened, weather control was seen by the United States as a potential weapon that could be even more devastating than nuclear warfare. The December 11, 1950 Charleston Daily Mail ran a short article quoting Dr. Irving Langmuir, who had worked with Dr. Vincent and Dr. Schaefer during those early experiments conducted for the GE laboratory. Dr. Irving went on to say this: "The government should seize on the phenomenon of weather control as it did atomic energy when Albert Einstein told the late President Roosevelt in 1939 of the potential power of atom-splitting weapons. Weather engineering considered an even greater weapon at that time." In 1953, Captain Howard T. Orville was chairman of the President's Advisory Committee on Weather Control. Captain Orville was quoted widely in American newspapers and popular magazines about how the United States might use this control of the skies to its advantage. This is old history. There's so much of this history. We publicized at geoengineeringwatch.org articles from Popular Science from 1958, Collier's Magazine from 1952 or 3. I have original copies in my possession outlining the scope, scale, an extent of weather modification then, and it's denied today. We live in an Orwellian insane asylum. Final excerpt from this Smithsonian report, the May 25th, 1958 issue of the American Weekly, ran an article that reported in no uncertain terms describing a race to see who would control the Earth's thermometers in 1958. And yet academia denies it today because that's what they're paid and pressured to do. Deny what we can see with our own eyes in the skies as the deadly climate engineering operations rage on. Climate engineering is inarguably insane, but it's critical to remember and consider that it is not just climate engineering that is decimating the biosphere. All forms of human activity that alter the Earth's former energy balance are a form of climate engineering. Moving on, this new headline from Fortune.com and numerous other sources. New climate change report says ocean warming is far worse than expected. Covered part of that in an earlier report, but consider, if the oceans are allowed to die, we will die with them. Same with the insects, same with the forests. As I've stated so many times and will continue to, please don't believe anything I report on. Rather, please summon the courage and motivation to do objective investigation. Our lives and the lives and futures of our children depend on what we collectively do or don't do. Now consider this dire report from the website Arctic News. Here's the report. The non-disclosed extreme Arctic methane threat. The Earth is a giant convecting planet, the underlying molten magma being heated by deep-seated radioactivity, and the oceans and atmosphere are its cooling radiator, which allows the Earth to vent this heat into open space. Earth has carefully held the atmospheric temperature within a stable range necessary for oceans to exist for at least 4 billion years. The fouling of Earth's cooling radiator from human emissions of greenhouse gases and climate engineering, which is not mentioned in this report, derived from fossil fuels, will be counteracted by Mother Earth in her characteristic fashion by emitting vast volumes of deadly methane into the atmosphere from Arctic regions. This will lead to the total extermination of all harmful biological species that produce greenhouse gases in the same way that Mother Earth did during the Permian and other extinctions in Earth's past. In this case, however, we have totally tipped the balance with our extreme carbon dioxide and methane emissions so that there will be no chance of recovery for Earth in this time frame, because the methane release will cause the oceans to begin boiling off at temperatures of 115 degrees C if we remain on the current course. This will push the Earth to a state that resembles Venus. I've discussed Venus syndrome many times. That is the path we're on. For the record, how much fossil fuel are we consuming and putting in the atmosphere every single day? United States, nearly 20 million barrels a day. European Union, 15 million barrels a day. China, over 13 million barrels a day. India, almost 5 million barrels a day. Japan, almost 4 million barrels a day. The total for the globe, 100 million barrels a day pumped into the atmosphere. Who could think that this is not going to have an effect? And let's add climate engineering on top of all of this. Let's add forests being cut down, oceans being poisoned, the planet going up in flames. All of this is leading to our near-term extinction on this planet. And back to the aviation industry. There are from 13,000 to 16,000 commercial flights in the air at any given time. Aviation is expected to burn 97 billion gallons of fuel this year alone. Back to the jet fuel that I mentioned earlier and the fact that it is being consumed at such a rate in some of the Western countries that are likely the most involved in climate engineering, that the prices of that jet fuel are going up while it's going down in other parts of the country. Connect all these dots. From the UK Guardian and other sources, more glaring red flags of climate engineering and planetary meltdown. Smoke plumes from Tasmania. Tasmania brush fires, unheard of in the past, turn sky red over Hobart. Another headline, wildfire soot darkening glaciers. Could speed up melt rate, scientists fear. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. Another headline, Antarctic sea ice is at record low levels again. And for those that continue to push false narratives of global warming hoax or coming ice age without addressing climate engineering and the actual unfolding of planetary meltdown, please tell the whole truth. Stop covering the tracks of the climate engineers, which is exactly what you're doing when you push such a false narrative. The planet's in abrupt climate collapse scenario with climate engineering further fueling the fire. Please help us disclose that truth if you truly care about the truth. Another headline from Canada News / SciTech. The Earth's magnetic field leaves scientists baffled. They're always baffled, aren't they? Because they don't acknowledge the kind of experimentation that's going on in the atmosphere and the planet. Detonating of nuclear bombs in the Earth's crust. Detonating of hydrogen bombs in the magnetosphere. Is there any wonder that the planet's not responding in some way? What sort of Orwellian nightmare do we live in when nearly the whole of academia refuses to tell the truth because they are so utterly and totally controlled by the power structure and their own peers that they refuse to acknowledge incredibly dire threats, starting with climate engineering, the single greatest and most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. Climate engineering is further fueling the abrupt collapse of the biosphere. The unsustainable paradigm of industrialized civilization will follow. The United States is the most expansive empire in the history of the human race. The empire is completely out of control. The U.S. empire is the largest participant in the climate engineering insanity, by the way, but not the only participant by any means. But as the biosphere and thus the U.S. empire implodes, the majority of its population continues to remain completely complacent. As the ancient proverb states, Nero fiddles while Rome burns. While our own government continues to wreak havoc around the globe, including, as I stated, waging weather warfare and biological warfare on our own populations, what does the power structure ministry of propaganda dish out? A sickeningly hypocritical teleprompter rant from the current criminal actor that occupies the White House. And for the record, the epidemic of drug overdose deaths referred to in this rant are due to prescribed opioids. Yes, deaths caused by our own medical industrial complex. Not what this hypocritical rant referred to as drugs flowing over our border. The majority from our own medical industrial complex. How many innocent deaths has the loot, plunder, and pillage policy of the U.S. empire caused for well over a century? I would need a month to cover this. How many Americans are willing to display true patriotism and courage by actually investigating the facts, as opposed to basing conclusions on delusional ideology, feel-good propaganda? Why aren't populations rationally responding to biosphere implosion and rapidly escalating government tyranny? Consider this past report from NPR and other sources. Quote, "Why didn't passengers panic on the Titanic?" Here's the answer. Because the Titanic sank slowly. When the Lusitania sank about the same time in history, passengers did panic. What was the difference? Because the Lusitania sank quickly. The Titanic sank slowly. We are all frogs in boiling water. And what we collectively face is about to get very, very real. How can the military-industrial juggernaut of insanity be stopped from the inside out? Consider this report from informationclearinghouse.info by author Lee Camp, "The Silver Bullet to Stop the Corporate State Pillage." From the report from Lee Camp, "Nothing is more frightening for our endless war machine than a military enlistee who thinks for himself, him or herself." One of the more notable soldiers who stood up this year was Spencer Rapone. I reported on him in a previous broadcast. A second lieutenant discharged on June 18, 2018, for disparaging the U.S. war machine online, for daring to speak out. He said this, "Pat Tillman showed me I could resist the indoctrination," Rapone said. "I did not have to let the military dehumanize me and turn me into something monstrous. When I learned how his death was covered up to sell the war," that's Pat Tillman's death, "it was shocking to me." Again, those are the words of Spencer Rapone. For those that don't know about Pat Tillman and how he died, Pat Tillman, who gave up multi-million dollar sports contracts to enlist after 9/11 and discovered the criminality that was going on within our own military. And when he made known that he was going to speak out about it, our military assassinated him. That's exactly what happened. Please don't take my word for it. Please investigate. Where do we go from here? So many are discouraged when they try to share information and feel resistance from family and friends or whoever they try to introduce that information to. We have to get past that resistance. We have to thicken our skin and continue to sow seeds of awareness while we can. This is best done with credible data from a credible source. And for those that have chosen to sit the bench because they feel they have no power to change anything, again, I remind you of the quote I stated at the beginning of this broadcast. If you think we can't change the world, it just means you're not one of those that will. Think deeply on that quote. In order to have any chance of altering a destructive paradigm, we must first again fully face reality. The masses must be awakened. That is the first and most critical leap forward, and that effort will take all of us. Again, sharing credible data from a credible source is key. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.